Welcome back from break, little Stardusties. In today's episode of Star Queen Paranormal, we'll be discussing extraordinary animals. I'm workshopping the name. Extraordinary encounters with the animals. Something. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. You're listening to Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Oh, every day that makes you say, hey!
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Welcome back, little Stardusties. Welcome back! Did you miss me? Tis I, the wreath on the interdimensional doorway.
The cog in the time machine!
Your motion-detecting porch light to enlightenment. Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary.
And the person cleansing your eardrums of negativity.
I am Exy.
Space Pirate and Star Queen!
And you're listening to my favorite show, Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. Now, today's episode is about extraordinary animals, or something to that effect. But that wasn't my original coming back from the holidays idea. At the time I'm recording this, it is still December, so your ears are practically time traveling right now. But just a few days before recording this, I had to say goodbye to my dog. And yeah, I'm still a little emotional about it, but he was the right dog at the right time. And I'm not going to get into it, but I really feel like he saved me. I was deep in a pit of grief when I found him, and meeting him felt like it was supposed to happen. So that got me thinking, why don't I do an episode on extraordinary animals? And while I could go on and on about how extraordinary my dog was, and trust me, he was one of the most extraordinary dogs, I'm just going to do an episode on other animals who were at the right place at the right time. So I dedicate this episode to Hugo H. Dog, the goodest boy. But before we get into all of that, let me tell you some quick stuff on the number 31. The angel number 31 associates with creativity, change, and progress. The number can be seen as a sign of new beginnings and opportunities. If you are an artist or a musician, the number 31 can help you tap into your creative potential. In some cultures, 31 is considered a spiritual number. Angel number 31 is a message from your angels and the ascended masters that your future looks bright and prosperous. So continue living your life with passion and enthusiasm. Hey there, all you cool cats and Stardusties. You might have noticed changing up the pace just a little bit in these episodes. I'm experimenting, exploring the show. She lives and she breathes. But I'm just trying to streamline her, trying to figure out what works and what doesn't, all to enhance your listening experience. It's for you, dear listeners. With that in mind, why don't we draw some tarot cards for you? Because it's time for, brace yourselves, Terrible Tarot! Hey, Stardusties, I've pulled 3 cards, and I am going to interpret them terribly. However, if you'd like a not-so-terrible tarot reading for the collective, please check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. The 3 cards for today are The Lovers, The Wheel of Fortune, ooh, and The Tower Reversed. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Well, Stardusties, it looks like this is a good year for my Stardusties. If I'm a good noodle and I record this episode in a timely fashion and edit it. This will be the first Friday in 2023, and your cards look very good. In the endeavors of love or partnership, relationships or situationships, whatever your heart's concern is at the moment, it appears that the Wheel of Fortune is spinning in your favor. And if you have been going through a tough time with these situationships, the cards want you to know that your tower moment is over, and you're coming up the other side. The worst of it has passed. Hopefully. And that was truly terrible. Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting: we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. And that quote is by German philosopher Immanuel Kant. In today's bizarre headline, published December 5th, 2022, the headline reads, "I've been abducted by aliens 60 times and have footage to prove they exist." An author named Russ Kellett from North Yorkshire has claimed to have spent over 30 years as a super soldier fighting in a war between different alien species. He also claims to have been abducted over 60 times. He recently released what he calls evidence that aliens exist. Kellett says he was taking out the trash when he noticed a red orb being chased in the sky by fighter jets. The orb vanished into a cloud with the fighter jets coming out of the other side, but I never saw the red orb again. I decided to go back and investigate with my camera, keeping my eyes on the skies as I walked toward the coast. I spotted the fighter jets again and realized they were heading towards what looked like 6 floating lights in the sky. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, Kellett said. He theorizes that the alien spacecraft had come from a secret base below the North Sea. He continued, "I do think the aliens have a range of secret bases spread across the globe in the deepest depths of the oceans, so that we, as humans, are unable to find them. So much has happened in the Philly Bay area when it comes to extraterrestrial sightings. It's really the only way that so many spaceships have been spotted. The sea base must be very close for Philly to be such a hot spot." When Russ returned home that night, his family members told him how worried they were about him because he'd been gone for a very long time. He said, "I thought I'd only been out an hour, but my mum said it had been longer than that. Thinking back, I could very well have been abducted that evening, being so close to what was happening. I don't remember if I did get abducted, and do feel as though there was lost time that evening, but I guess I'll never know. Maybe something extraordinary happened. Maybe it didn't. But I will not be deterred from my mission to expose alien life." The article goes on to say that in a previous interview with Daily Star, Russ told them he had been abducted at least 60 times, the first time being when he was 16 and traveling home on his motorbike. He said that he went through a tunnel he had never seen before, and the next thing he knew, he was in a place that looked like it was dental surgery, with 15-foot-tall alien men that looked very much like Dracula without sharp teeth surrounding him. Since his first abduction, Russ says that he has faced multiple alien races in battles across Earth and in space, explaining that 4 hours here can equal 4 years in a spacecraft. Russ's story does seem to fit the paranormal theme we have around here. What do you think, Stardusties? Do you believe he's been abducted multiple times? If you want to check out the footage, I have not yet, so I don't really know where to tell you to look. His name is Russ Kellett. RussKellett. If you, or someone you love, would like to grab a snack, play a video, or listen to this sweet promo, now is your time. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
That's right. Don't forget to check out Amber and Jessica and their shambles. Amber and Jess, if you're still listening,
thank you so much for all your help. I love you guys, and I'm probably going to play your promo forever.
And I believe now is time for the main event.
The main event! The main event!
Come on, Stardusties, I know you missed me.
Missed this chaos and disarray! And a poorly hobbled together podcast with a woman who does cartoon voices to herself!
But seriously.
We've talked about humans that fall under the category of strange and extraordinary. But what about animals? Yes, yes, we've talked about ghost dogs and crossroad cats. But I wanted to talk about animals with extraordinary instincts, who were perhaps at the right place at the right time. Though I don't know if this is actually considered paranormal to most of you, because we do know that animals have instincts. We're often enchanted by tales of furry friends rescuing their owners, like dogs or cats who've rescued their owners from fires. Actually read one about a bird who rescued their owners from a fire. Or stories like Yolanda the service dog, who has dialed 911 on two separate occasions to rescue her visually impaired owner. There's a story from 2017 where Speedy the goat saved her entire family from a house fire. And Lulu the pig, whose owner was experiencing a heart attack, so she escaped and laid down in the middle of the road, playing dead until she caught a motorist's attention. The passing driver was concerned about the pig, so he went up and he went to the owner's door, and the owner was able to call out to him, letting him know that she was having a heart attack and to call 911. And that story was from 1998. But those are just some honorable mentions. And of course, there's all kinds of stories about animals who can sense natural disasters. In fact, it's often reported that more dogs and cats go missing just before an earthquake. Truly, animal instinct is something impressive. Just like in the story of Amber Owen. Amber Owen was just a little girl in 2004, and her family was on a month-long holiday in Phuket, Thailand. Each morning, Amber would rush down to the beach to see the elephants that would walk. The elephants would walk up and down the beach with children on their backs. Said that it's truly a magical experience on the beaches of Phuket, because the elephants would carry the children along the beach and sometimes into the sea. Little Amber grew especially fond of an elephant named Ning Nong. She said she'd rush down to the beach every morning to feed him bananas. He would often wrap his trunk around Amber and nuzzle her, quite like a great big elephant hug. There was a small earthquake early in the morning on December 26th, Boxing Day, and little Amber was riding Ning Nong. The locals and the tourists didn't think much of the earthquake. Little Amber was enjoying her ride. Suddenly, the tide receded quite abruptly. While many of the other beachgoers rushed out into the receded sand to check out the freshly visible areas, the cool shells and the fish, Ning Nong became agitated. This was quite unlike Ning Nong. He started ignoring his handler's commands and running inland. That's when the Boxing Day tsunami rolled in. Ning Nong the elephant, who was already rushing inland, fought against a strong current, a current that was up to his shoulders. He struggled and climbed up the beach, bracing himself against the tide that was already knocking over trees and houses. Ning Nong persevered. Finally, Ning Nong found a small stone wall and wedged himself beside it. He withstood the tide long enough for Amber to scramble onto the stone wall and to safety. Amber's family was able to rescue her just before the next wave hit. Hundreds of thousands of people died in that tsunami, but thanks to Ning Nong, he was able to rescue at least one. And sometimes, one is enough to change the world. There's another story in 2004 about Rob Howells, a lifeguard, who took his daughter and two of her friends to a beach near the town of Whangarei, New Zealand. The four of them were having a good time, swimming in the water, doing the beach thing, when out of nowhere, a pod of dolphins appeared. They began slapping their fins and corralling the four swimmers together. The pod of dolphins started to swim around them in a tight circle. Rob says when he tried to break away, two of the bigger dolphins herded him back in to the circle. The four swimmers were mostly confused by this strange interaction with the dolphins, but that's when Rob saw it. Fins in the distance. Gray fins, quite unlike the pod of dolphins. Rob says it was a 3-meter-long great white shark. The shark was barreling toward the group of swimmers, and the circle of dolphins seemed to be repelling the shark. In fact, a few witnesses stepped forward to confirm that yes, it was a shark. They said in the crystal clear water, the shark got to be about 2 meters away. At one point, it seemed the shark was bound and determined to get close to the four swimmers, but eventually gave up and swam away, thanks to this impenetrable circle of dolphins that continued to swim in a circle around Rob and his daughter and friends for about 40 minutes. And when the pod of dolphins was confident that the shark had left, the confusing force field of bottle-nosed buddies disbanded. But Rob and the girls agree that the dolphins likely saved their lives that day. Trigger warning for this next part. Mentions of struggling with mental health and attempted suicide. Listener discretion is advised. September 25th, 2000. 19-year-old Kevin Hines was struggling with his mental health. During a particularly dark era of his young life, young Kevin visited the Golden Gate Bridge alone. And young Kevin threw himself off the Golden Gate Bridge. On his way down, Kevin realized that he was making a terrible mistake. He realized that he actually wanted to live. But he made the discovery too late, or so it would seem. Somehow, miraculously, Kevin survived the fall. He rushed up to the surface of the water, but due to his severe injuries, he struggled to keep his head afloat. Quote, I bobbed up and down in the frigid waters surrounding me. Then, something brushed by my legs. I feared it was a shark come to devour me whole. I tried to punch it, thinking it might bite me. However, this marine animal, whatever it was, just circled beneath me, bumping me up. It wasn't until later, when Kevin would go on to be an advocate for mental health and suicide prevention, that a witness stepped forward to tell Kevin that it wasn't a shark. It was a sea lion. The witness was only a few feet away and even managed to get pictures. The sea lion was helping Kevin stay afloat, and it saved his life. June 2005. And yes, I realize the early 2000s was a very popular time for animal heroes. But in June 2005, a 12-year-old girl from Ethiopia had gone missing for about a week. She had been abducted and beaten by a group of 7 men, and it said that one of the men was trying to force her into marriage. One day during her abduction, the 7 men were trying to move her when 3 lions emerged from the wilderness and chased the kidnappers away. The lions stood guard over the little girl for over a day and a half until police finally arrived. The lions had not touched the girl. Once police arrived, the lions disappeared into the forest from whence they came. Police Sergeant Wandimu Widaho was quoted as saying, "They stood guard until we found her, and then they just left her like a gift and went back into the forest. Everyone thinks this is some kind of miracle, because normally animals attack people." And so, Stardusties, I'd like to know your thoughts on these encounters. Were they some kind of miracle? Do you think, perhaps, animals are agents of a grand design, dispatched like some kind of guardian force or guardian angel when the grand design calls to them? Do you think, perhaps, these animals just exhibit empathy, courage, and compassion to an extent that is far greater than even some humans are capable of? Or do you perhaps believe that these encounters were just the perfect alignment of circumstances? The animals happened to be out for their own agenda at the right place at the right time, and humans were saved by circumstance. Do you have any incredible animal stories you'd like to share with us? Or any other paranormal encounters? We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram. Give us the gold at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, all while being able to brag your friends about being an exclusive Stardusty.
That could be you!
And so, Stardusties, remember, even in the most daunting and terrifying of situations, sometimes, and only sometimes, miraculously, there is hope in ways we least expect. And so long as you nourish and feed that tiny spark of hope, sometimes the universe feels it and fuels it. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time,
on to the next phase in life.
May your path be paved in starlight,
and continue existing as you would, my dudes.
Farewell.